Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
We crushed that commercial yesterday. Tausch, what an actor. Ad-libber, too. Edition. The apologize to Corbin Burnson Smith. Or maybe not. Edition. And the I got a little bit of feedback recently during our content call that we don't maybe we should take more calls. Well, today is a perfect day to do that. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. I'll tell you why. Coming up, edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, although I'm struggling to connect, on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, perhaps even using reverse cam. And from his undisclosed location after a tour de force performance at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. Have you accepted your Emmy yet?
No, I have won Wisconsin broadcasters. I know Jesse's got a few. Gina and I won one, I don't know how many, a couple of years ago. I don't know. I'll be curious. Obviously, we shot one yesterday. Jesse, who's a bigger diva, me or Jason?
Oh, that's not fair, Jason.
What do you mean? Okay. So here's a couple things. And to take you guys inside yesterday. We were at the Pella Experience Center at Brookfield. It was a great, great day yesterday.
It was.
Gina and Wayne Larrivee were down. Wayne the Dagger. And I think we're going to get Wayne on the show, which I'm very happy about. We were able to talk Packers, and we've done commercials with Gina before on the title tones and whatnot. I think we're going to, this will be running in April, and I think it's really good. Couple of things, though.
Mm-hmm.
We got down there and did our show. Obviously, Pella is the great partner of ours for a long time. Gina, we cannot be more thankful for that partnership. We go do the show. And Sarah is up in Green Bay. I'm going to join her later this afternoon. I'm going to be doing the show from Green Bay tomorrow. And so I got a little bit of a tighter time crunch than normal. But we have 2 hours to do, two and a half hours to do the shoot, which, by the way, we had, what, a line each, a line and a half. I know the business. It takes time. We have to make sure it's perfect. Bah, 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 bah. Two things, Jesse, that happens yesterday. I'm a big, thick dude, right? I'm a big, heavy set fella. I have not done the Madison weight loss. I need to get in. I need to shed weight. There's no doubt about that. So I wear a lot of dark clothes, but it leans you out. I wear a lot of black.
You're wearing a yellow hoodie right now.
Hold up. I'm wearing it for a reason.
Uh-huh.
So Gina gives us different options to wear. It's green and it's gold. And this is more of an orange gold. And if you can see, I have the Pella Windows and Doors logo on. This will be in the commercial that will air. I think it's going to be in April, sometime in April.
Is that a Champion brand
sweatshirt?
It is. It's really nice.
It is what?
Really thick, yeah.
It's a Champion brand, right?
Try Champion ice cream.
Yeah, I don't know. 100% no. But I'm sitting there, and the diva himself, who's a lot thinner, he's not in shape, but he's a lot thinner than I am, force feed and jam down the throats of every production person. Well, I am not wearing yellow. I am wearing green because I have tan slacks. So I must wear green.
As directed, we were.
No, she had options. There were options. You could have worn that.
It did not say feel free to wear jeans or shorts.
No,
because you know I wouldn't have worn khaki pants.
It said don't wear shorts. That's all she said is don't wear a pair of mesh running shorts. That's what she said. So anyways, if I may, Jason, you have plenty of time to rebut. This part, okay, I get it. Jason's a diva. I'm going to let Jason do his thing. That's fine. He is pampered. He's TV. He's got Channel 3000. I'm a radio guy. So, all right, great.
You are in a
Jason,
movie.
Hold up. Hold up. Let Jason be Jason. I'm going to let him. He was like a kid in a candy store yesterday. Oh, they brought food. Oh, he was a mouse running from spot to spot. It was fun to watch. He was excited. It was great.
I was very enthusiastic,
He forced me to wear this instead of the green, which I wanted to wear the green. All right, fine. We'll make it work. Then we go, and Gina and the team bring in a great lunch. We have a Caesar salad. We got some pizza. We got drinks. Beautiful setup. All right, makeup person there. All right, great. Go get your makeup and all that stuff done. All right, that's fantastic. We go and we eat and we have a nice conversation, Wayne, and we're all kind of chopping it up about what the Packers are going to do. It's fun. Gina's there chiming in. It was great. All right, so it's 12:30. Plenty of time to get done. All right, everybody is all ready. Wayne's arms are all swole. He's been doing a bunch of bicep curls, and he's wearing a short sleeve green shirt, looking yoked.
Yeah, he looked ripped.
Gina looks great. She is sleek as ever. And we're all sitting there, and I go, because I'm just getting a little spruce on my face, I said, okay, great. We have our scripts that we all are going through. All right, so the gal that's running it did a great job. She's done this now for a few years for Gina.
Yeah, Wendy. She's great.
So Wendy is like, all right, we're going to do a table run right after we get done eating, and then we'll start shooting so we can get, because she knew that I wanted to be out by 2. Which is 2 hours. It should be plenty of time.
So that's big time. So you guys sit around the table and like read through the script.
We did a table read.
That's a big deal for actors.
But here's what ends up happening, Jesse. It's 12:45. Wayne, myself, Gina, Wendy, the whole staff, everybody is sitting at this table read except for one guy.
No.
Nobody can find him. He's nowhere to be found.
What?
So finally, I call him. I said, what the hell are you doing? Let's go. Yeah, we're at the Experience Center. I don't know if he's looking at windows. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Everybody else is sitting there. Gina's reading her lines. And the gal's like, no, hold off. You got to wait till Jason gets here. And we're like, where is he? Nobody can find him. Finally, 5-1, a half hour later. And by the way, I was going to go do my makeup, so it was done. They said, no, we're doing the table read. Jason's nowhere to be found. I thought, well, maybe he's doing his makeup, so he's done. Nope. Is he in the bathroom? Nope. We have no idea what he's doing for a half hour. Finally, about 1 o'clock, he shows up, strolling in like no big deal, like the diva actor that Jason Wilde is. Jason, the floor is yours.
Ooh. Oh, I can't believe that you would publicly lie about so many details. You should run for president.
Whoa!
Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
That's the other question I have. I keep the receipts here, bro. The phone call that you placed lasted 8 seconds and was made at 12:38. Also,
you still weren't there.
We got our new hoodies. In the instructions, we are told to wear dress pants. Old T wears jeans. If you're wearing dark blue jeans, the yellow is a better color to match up as opposed to wearing a yellow hoodie and tan slacks, trousers.
Nobody told you to wear tan slacks.
It says that right in the email. Just because you don't read emails doesn't mean it didn't happen. No, you didn't. Because I would never choose to wear tan slacks. You know that about
me. Continue.
Now, on top of that.
You don't wear pants. No, I don't. That's true.
I'm not even wearing them now. Tausch decides he's going to go put his hoodie on during the show. Then we go to eat this delicious pizza, they don't sell ice cream, so I can't say where it's from, but it was really good. Very similar to Rustique up here in Green Bay. And Tausch has to take his hoodie back off because he's worried about getting pizza sauce on it before the shoot.
That's smart.
Gina actually told me to take this.
Of course.
You don't have a saucy sweatshirt. Yeah.
So I
for sure.
chose not to change until after we finished eating. So I go to the men's restroom to change into my slacks and my green hoodie because it goes better with my tan slacks. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm putting my stuff away at 12:38, about to walk over to get my makeup done. And Tausch is calling me, and he has also sent Josie, the makeup artist, to go get me because he's very worried about his time frame. 12:38. Finished eating at 12:30.
I didn't send Josie, which Josie spells her name fantastically.
It's with an H. Like Yolise Chassin.
J-H. Wow.
All right. Yeah. Bottom line is, did I take some liberties with the timeline, maybe a minute or two?
No, I'm not done. The floor's still mine, Mr. President.
Okay, continue.
Oh, snap.
Right, on top of that, Mr. Ad-Lib takes all these extra takes because he's changing up the script. Right, Wildy? I mean, he's changing it up. We're taking all these extra takes. Table read, he's getting confused as to what the timeline is, where his lines are, other people's lines. The table read took way too long.
False.
Because of Tom Cruise here.
Order.
Yeah, right.
So let's not make it sound like you were cutting it close for picking up the kiddos because I took too long to change clothes. Please, go ahead, Tom.
I was not going to interrupt your run. So, sweatshirt, all of the other stuff.
Sweatshirt gate.
The bottom line on this was, did I ad-lib? Yes. Did I want the commercial? And by the way, I asked if they were all right if I ad-lib because I don't call you Jason. I call you Will D. I'm not going to say.
The ad-libs made it better. There's no doubt about it. What I'm saying is that. It threw off the timeline. It took longer to record because you changed it up. Yes, you did. Wendy kept telling you the line, and you were like, no, I'm not doing that.
Actually, in fairness, it sped it up. It actually got it done quicker because it was better.
Of course it did.
So that part is open for interpretation. The part that's not is how long was Gina, myself, after Gina said table read after lunch, how long did Wayne, myself, Wendy, and Gina sit and wait for Jason Wilde? That really is
apparently
the question.
8 minutes.
All of the other stuff. No, all of the other stuff is fodder. It's fodder.
No, you're
we waited
fake news.
More than 10 minutes for you, and
it's
that's it. Was my timeline off to say 1 o'clock? Okay, it was 12:20 to 12:40.
22 minutes you were off.
Yeah. No. But we started 10 or 15 minutes earlier. Lunch didn't go till 12:30. Probably 12:15, 12:20. Bottom line is, it was a fun day. It gave us some content. Jason's a total diva, and I'm excited to see the commercial. That is the how I would synopsize this opportunity that we had yesterday.
Was that snarky enough? You think I should be more snarky? Should I ratchet up the snark? I was Tausch looking for the director to give him more feedback. He likes to be coached hard, as he informed everyone.
I do like to be coached. Yeah, that's true. I do.
Howard cooking with gas.
That did come up, actually. Another great ad-lib in the history of the Wilde and Tausch, the title tones, and the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin TV commercials.
May I feel like I'm the judge here. May I interject an opinion?
Sure. Absolutely.
You both sound like a bunch of whiny, talented actors. Like, I don't know what movie set had two lead actors who were both like, I need it this way, and I need it. Like, this sounds like we got two alphas who were trying to dominate the set here, and poor Wayne trying to just be a supporting actor as best he can, and Gina and Josie and everybody. It sounds like you two might not be invited back to be part of these commercials.
No, we're the stars. Sure. I mean, Gina's the star.
Oh, we're the stars. They can't do without us.
We delivered the biggest applause lines. Wayne was kind of the straight
man.
We'll
find out. Gina crushed it as usual. I think the Wayne Larrivee piece was really good. Wayne always kind of has that up here. And then we're just trying to figure out how things kind of mold in. I always am going to lean towards humor when it comes to this stuff. That is always going to be my goal. So I'm excited to see how the finished product turns out. I think it's going to be pretty fun and hopefully very effective.
I think it will turn out great. We had a great time filming. Thanks again to Gina and the team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for including
us. How much juice did you take home with you yesterday?
I didn't take any juice with me. They kept it for the employees to enjoy in their break room. And along with the bagels. I didn't take any bagels either. Those were all for the great team to enjoy as well. Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint you that you thought I was going to Jesse it and take 12 bagels and two jugs of juice with me.
And by the way, I picked my kid up 15 minutes late, about the same time as the table read weight. Just for the record, that's what happened. That's why I brought it up. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm literally telling you how it shook out.
8 minutes. So also...
I got my kid calling me, hey, it's freezing outside, where are you at? And I'm like, well, Wilde decided to take a 15-minute hiatus for whatever reason, so now you have to sit out in the freezing cold because your dad isn't getting it done. And that was the part that was disappointing.
Yeah, and blame me, we posed for pictures with the crew.
That was all baked into the cake timeline. The only part that wasn't
was the snow
was
baked into the cake.
Lord
too?
Knows what for 15 extra minutes while we were waiting for the table read.
Maybe I will come next time. Clearly, you guys need a manager to keep things organized on set for you two.
It was something. Then there was a portion where we have to walk into the scene, and Tausch couldn't time up the walking. We must have done that 12 or 15
that
times. That might have made you late too.
And then I had an Arthur Fonzarelli point, which I don't know if that's going to make the cut.
Like
there's some stuff that that I felt a little uncomfortable with, but that's what great actors do. They fight through that uncomfortable.
So, and by the way, we're making a big deal about the table read. Doesn't say anything during the table read about how he wants to change the lines. That's the point of the table read.
That is the point of the
table
read.
Well, nobody was there. There was only three of the four characters were there for the table read.
My lines didn't change.
Things got a little vulnerable when somebody decided not to show up for the table read. Still don't know how that happened. We accomplished a lot yesterday. You can accomplish a lot in 6 years as well. You can go from changing diapers to dropping off your kid at school. And you can actually show up on time if your co-star gets there on time so that you can pick your kid up so he's not freezing outside of that school. For 6 years. You can also get a bachelor's and a master's degree, Senate degree, all that other stuff. You can also take up to 6 years to pay off your brand new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest. 10-year labor warranty is always included, so your windows and doors are secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply, and this offer ends March 8th, which I believe is Saturday. 0%, 72 months, as long as I waited for Jason to show up. 6 years at 0%. Set your free in-home consultation today. At PellaWI.com.
Right, Wilde?
That read hits home. I ain't going to lie to you. That Reed hits home a little bit more today. It's a little bit more home when you're talking about dropping your kids off at school and showing up 15 minutes late to pick them up. It's the exact same time. It just reads a little different.
I would have thought with all the headlines acting experience that you both had all year long during the Packers season that this would be an easier process this time around, not a more difficult one.
I think the finished product, Jesse, I think the finished product will show that all of this was worth it. We'll see. But I think so.
To everyone except Max, who was waiting outside for what felt like 6 years and 72 months for his dad to pick him up.
We checked. He does not have hypothermia in his hands.
Hypothermia. That's good.
I think he's all right. But there was a stretch. He's texting. Where you at? If I got a text from the school saying, "What the heck? Why are you picking up your kid 45 minutes late?" That's a whole nother conversation. But it all worked itself out.
Cool. I'll be back in 8 to 10 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Get to reporter extraordinaire Corbin Smith.
Somebody needs an apology.
Tausch's public apology.
Yeah.
I feel like Rev has been pretty accurate this week, though, with him just if you're not interested in the Pella shoots and the cooking and all of the other stuff that we don't get to the Packers stuff very soon.
It's been a compelling week off the field for us to start the show with a lot of things. Yeah,
yeah, it's been true. Some ups and downs.
Jerriad and Steven, both on the same page in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. If old T picked his kid up that late, I think Sarah might want to institute a ban. Steven. You know, Dad, I think I've got to put you on a 2-week ban on you picking me up now.
He ain't wrong.
That'd be
some fair.
Fair
points.
Yeah.
They
fair
ain't
points
wrong.
To be made. I'm sure it's all my fault, though. All right.
Jesse, is it fair for me to critique it, to put any of that on Jason?
So back in the day, the old Scalzo and Brush show became one of their things that they would regularly do was the pie chart of blame. So when the Packers would lose, they would do the pie chart of blame. Who's to blame for it? When they had technical difficulties on a remote that I had nothing to do with, I ended up with like 75% of the blame a lot of the time. I think a pie chart of blame would not have an empty Wilde wedge, but I don't think it would have a majority Wilde wedge.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
There would be a small wedge.
It comes to me. I am in accountability. 100%. I will take 60, like high 60s, and I'm giving it the rest of it to Jason. So I don't know if you want to say 62-28, something like that. I think that's about where I want to be.
Well, first of all, then where's the other 10% if it's 62-28?
I don't want to get into who else I blame. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, but you're acknowledging that there are others that might have been involved.
For sure.
Yeah, Wayne took too many takes. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Wayne and Gina,
boy.
The two of them did a ton of takes together. Like Jason and I are sitting there like, what the heck? They've read these lines 700, and they didn't ad-lib anything.
No.
And they were going and going.
The accents on different syllables.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt. Oh, boy. Chris.
Chris in Nashville. If Jay Bird is a diva, Mark may be a real housewife of Madison.
Can you agree, Jason, that yesterday when I kept saying Jason, like it just wasn't right?
Look, I want to be extra crystal clear here. Your ad-libs were upgrades. They made it more natural and believable. Again, some could say that the table read would have been the time to bring that up because we wasted.
No, we didn't have time.
We
didn't have time to do a table read because somebody
of
wasn't
time
there
while you were waiting and reading your script. But the bottom line is that we did like a bunch of takes with you calling me Just Ask Jason. And you knew it didn't work. I knew it didn't work. But we did like 6 or 7 takes that way before you finally said, you know what, I'm not doing it that way. So it worked out great. Again, we had a great time. The bagels were great. The pizza at lunch was great. The juice, I wish I would have taken the juice, actually, because that citrus juice was delish.
Yeah, you loved it.
Be that as it may, I got my mug, brought my mug home. I got both my hoodies.
You stole a mug?
I don't think I stole it. I think they were there for the taking. No?
Well, no, apparently they were. For the,
what was this,
a thrift
shop?
Decoration?
No, they gave you 2 sweatshirts. One that you wouldn't wear because it didn't match.
I'm
going to
wear it today.
Now, anywho, I'm not apologizing to Corbin Burns, okay, or Corbin Smith. I'm not doing it. I know you guys all sent me, Joshy and everybody is sending me this. Nobody said that the Seahawks weren't going to trade DK Metcalf. I said they ain't ever get Green Bay ain't giving up a first for him and then having to pay him 30. That's what I said. And if they do, and you know what? Crazier stuff's happened. Luka Doncic went to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Doncic.
So if it happens, I will formally apologize to Corbin. And if Jesse can get him on the show, I'll apologize to him on it right on the show.
Great.
But until that happens, I'm not. Would Green Bay give up a 5th for him? Yeah. Yeah. A 1st? No. No. No.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Because, and I don't anticipate Corbin calling in, nor am I asking him to, because he's not going to get his apology until somebody gives up a first-round pick for DK Metcalf. The reporting from Diana Rossini of The Athletic, citing sources. The Seahawks are seeking a 1st-round pick and a 3rd-round pick.
Yeah.
Now, let's clarify.
Good luck.
Let me understand this. You think your boss is a vigilante. Good luck. As I stated about the trade compensation that Jair Alexander could fetch, one of those executives that I texted with said I'd ask for a 3 and then settle for a 4th or a 5th. Okay, now there was some reporting out there somewhere yesterday that there has not been a market for Jair and that they may just outright release him. Okay, but the idea of asking for a 3rd, hoping you get it, and then settling for a 4th or a 5th, I'm assuming John Schneider is saying, I'm going to ask for a 1st and a 3rd, and I'm going to settle for a 2nd and a 5th, or whatever it might be. Because let's be honest, DK Metcalf is not where Davante Adams was when Goody got a 1st and a 2nd from Las Vegas for him. He had been back-to-back first-team All-Pro and was coming off back-to-back 100-plus reception seasons.
No offense to DK Metcalf. He chased down Buda Baker. He is a freak of an athlete. Let's not put DK Metcalf and Davante Adams in the same sentence.
No, I'm not. And so the idea of thinking you can get a 1st and a 3rd when the Packers got a 1st and a 2nd for Devontae, you know, as Pete Prisco said, no way. Pete Prisco of CBS Sports.
Where do you think? Because, listen, I think Goody and the reporting that Goody had DK on his board and liked him. That's interesting to me. Okay, then that makes you think, because a lot of times that will happen. Then you obviously see a guy's career, and you're like, oh, it's good. I'm validated in my thoughts. What is the most that Goody would give up? Because you have to keep in mind, and this is the part people don't want to or just leave out. This isn't just trading and getting DK and saying, well, let's play on this contract for a year and see how it goes. He ain't going to do that.
No, he's definitely
not. He's going to want that bread. No.
Very clear.
So realizing that, and it ain't going to be, it's going to be in the upper 20s, low 30s if you're going to give him a new deal. I don't think Goody's all that gung-ho about doing that, but what do you think the most he would go? I don't think he's going higher than a 3rd. I don't think he's given up a second to get that
right.
game.
And maybe
I'm wrong.
And I don't know if he also. So let's do this because I think this is a great sports radio take calls subject because there's such a wide variance of what your opinion could be on this. You could be all the way from nope, not interested at one end of the spectrum because of the trade price, because of the contract price, because maybe you don't think DK Metcalf is that good, right? Wherever you may be as a Packers fan. To the other side, they'll be like, hey, yeah, give up a first and a third. I want him. And pay him whatever the $30 million a year he's looking for. Which, by the way, the fact that a few years ago Devontae was offered $17 million a year, and that was going into the 2021 season.
Yesterday's price,
again,
is Jason.
Underscores that the cost of wide receivers has gone up like the cost of eggs. So somewhere in that spectrum, where are you as a Packers fan? So do you want DK Metcalf? What are you willing to give up for him? Do you think that's the right move at wide receiver? Because I saw a tweet from Mark, not you, Mark, a different Mark, who said that we convinced him on Devontae yesterday. And if you missed yesterday's show from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center, my point is that a trade to acquire Devontae, or a trade to acquire DK Metcalf costs so much more than acquiring Devontae Adams with no trade compensation and not $30 million a year to pay him. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't even factor into the compensatory pick equation in free agency because he was cut by his team.
Like I agree with Sam.
Julius Peppers was.
I'm with Sam.
Sam and Kenosha.
First and third. Will these guys, Schneider, can kick rocks? Yeah, I'm not even. You say first and third, I'm spitting my coffee all over my computer.
He's ad-libbing the text line now.
He is now, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is.
Out of control.
Right, Wildy?
Creative freedom.
So yeah, see? Are you starting to change my percentage on the pie chart? Here's what I want to know. Are you in or are you out on DK Metcalf? And then explain why. Because
but Jason, I like that question, but it's too varied. If you can get him for a seventh round pick,
I want the variances. No, right. Under what circumstances are you in? And in what circumstances?
So here's what I would say, and I know we got to get to break. I will tell you
thanks for noticing
what I think. I have my own opinion on
it. Oh, God. I have a read here.
That's why I'm asking.
God almighty.
I'm asking.
Could someone please just admit that this is the guy that messed up the timeline?
Stick to the script.
No, I did not mess up the read. Jason, even in your I never take accountability phase, which
that's
you seem to happen
true.
A lot.
That's not
true. You even have to admit you were late to the table, Reed. Can you at least admit that?
I was the only one who had to change clothes for the video.
Jason, can you admit that you were late to the table, Reed?
There was no
I can't
run
help
of
then.
The day that
I can't help
table
you then.
Read 12:30.
Whoa, Nelly!
I can't help you. If you can't even admit to that, what other things can't you admit to?
I can admit that I am a very happy customer at Associated Bank. In fact, I got to go see my buddy Ben Sorensen later today. And
probably be
they
15
take...
minutes late. just putting it out there.
8 minutes. Ben has been great to me. The entire team at Associated Bank will be great to you as well. And they've got all kinds of great perks that come with being an Associated Bank customer. That early pay where you get access to your money from your direct deposit up to 2 days early. Credit monitoring, so you're on top of any fraud attempts, any changes to your credit score. 30,000-plus surcharge-free ATMs. The best customer service in the industry, and then Packers checking, Badger checking, and Brewers checking, all available to you. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We're talking DK Metcalf vis-a-vis Devontae Adams. Tausch will tell you his take. Am I properly teasing us out, Mr. Tauscher?
Pretty good. Pretty good tease.
Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
From the preps.
Oh, and Will Garlock, the two-handed jam.
To the pros.
Dane takes it into the paint, lobs up top. Yes, slams it home.
The biggest games play on 100.5 ESPN. Give him hell.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Are you in or are you out? And under what circumstances are you in or out on DK Metcalf? I don't think there are, unless you're giving him away for a fourth or a fifth, I'm out. And even then, I'm not sure if I'm thinking like Goody would think, because here's the problem, and Tausch, tell me if I'm wrong about this. Tell me if I'm Corbining it. If I'm Goody and I trade for DK Metcalf, what message have I sent about what I did at the wide receiver position? Is it not an admission that I drafted six guys and none of them are good enough to be a number one receiver, so I had to go give up assets and pay a guy far more than I was willing to pay Davante Adams three and a half years ago?
Well,
3 years
with inflation. Yeah, but not with inflation. I get
it was
saying.
Only 3 years ago, though.
Well,
Devontae wanted 27. Devontae wanted 27. DK wants 30. Now you can get Devontae for
27's a really good number two now, in some circles. Jaden Waddle down in Miami. So here's how I would look at it. If Goody does that, you could look at it from two perspectives. The way you just put it, where there's nobody has emerged, or you could look at it and say, it's time, boys. You got to, because I don't think they're going to pay him Justin Jefferson money. I think it'll be closer to what Devontae got the first time, 27-ish, somewhere in that ballpark. But you're not worried. Football ain't about feelings. Football's about executing and winning.
Football's and also about admitting you were wrong, and he doesn't do that well either, and this would be an admission.
Oh, boy, the pot calling the kettle black on that one, ain't it?
Calling it more gold like your sweatshirt.
I think Goody rectifies scenarios. He doesn't get caught up. When you say he doesn't rectify wrongs, he knew he got the kicking position wrong. He did something about it. He knew he had the backup quarterback position wrong. He did something about it. Like, what are you talking about? He doesn't do things. He adjusts. And I think he believed last year that this group was the case. This would be a case where he would say, yeah, I didn't get it right. I need to do something different. So if I'm going to, this move, this is more about, is he the guy? Is Metcalf the guy? And then what are the alternatives? And is it better? Are there better uses of the resources and the value that I can get with a Devontae, or you know, Chris Godwin's going to be available? There's a lot of wide receivers that are going to be available. Are they all as young and as athletic as DK Metcalf? I hate to tell everybody this. Corbin, everybody involved. DK Metcalf is utilizing all of this to get a fat new contract. That's what this is about.
Indeed.
That's what it was about when he first reported it. And I don't blame him for doing it. He got that info and he's using it. But the fact that Seattle thinks they're going to get a 1 and a 3 is, it's just most
ludicrous.
People that watch ball and talk ball spit coffee on their laptops when that happens. It is a pshht type of deal. Now, is somebody going to be crazy enough to give up a 1 and then pay him $30 million? I just don't see it.
Doncic.
There's always a Doncic. Yeah, there's a Doncic. So everything now has to be framed through the Doncic
lens.
Meter, right? Lens, thank you. So in this case, from a Packers standpoint, if you're going to make this move and get Metcalf, I'm not going to pay him. He's got to play this year out, and he ain't going to do that.
He's not doing
so then,
that.
Am I going to sit there and have a Hassan Reddick-type situation? No. So it may be worth a flyer, a fourth, or a fifth at the highest for me. I am not interested in bringing him in on a first and a third. Pshht. And then paying him 30-some million. Pshht. Sign me out, coach. Pour me out, coach. Dump me out, coach. I am out. I need a fourth or fifth, and then let him see how he fits in this room. And if he ain't interested in that, because he ain't, he's interested in getting
no,
broke
he's
off.
Definitely
and
not. Yes.
He should be. I would bet even though they have the young guy, Seattle has the young guy from Ohio State out there, I would bet that what's going to happen is Seattle is not going to get the value back, and they're either going to do a Deebo Samuel and say, well, this is what it is. We just want to move along. Let's get a pick. Or they're going to try and sign him to a team-friendlier deal after DK finds out nobody wants to pay him $35 million a year. That would be the two things, and I don't want Green Bay in any of those scenarios. There's too many other options that make more sense to me than paying, giving up assets, and doing this with DK, and then also setting that ripple that you're talking about. Devontae comes in, that ripple will still be there, but it's going to be a nice, calm ripple that hits the sand. And eventually, everybody, Devontae will say, guys, it's safe. There's no riptide. Come on in. I'm going to help you get out to that buoy and have a heck of a day out at the beach. DK comes in. You're talking about monster waves, like Portuguese waves, those big waves over in Portugal that people come to watch. That's what DK would do. I want the soft ripple that brings everybody out to the party.
Is there a chance that in the end...
That's good visual... Jesse, now that's good visualization.
I'm not familiar with the Portuguese waves.
Yeah, if you look at it, there is a time of the year that they have the biggest waves in the world. People, surfers go there strictly to do those waves. I'm talking big old swells. Big old swell.
So is that a great picture that you painted, if most people don't know that because we've never been to Portugal?
You would get educated.
I like the visual still.
I like it.
I just educated it.
Now that I understand
it. Did I not go into great detail about the little ripples? And Devontae standing there saying, hey.
Yeah.
And going out to the buoy and having a party and enjoying themselves. Is there anything better than firing frisbees out in the ocean? When it's a beautiful hot day and you're frisbeeing it around and you got a Coors Light in your hand, like that's a good day. That's what we're looking for with whatever receiver we bring in, because we still believe that this young group wants to go out to the beach party. We don't want them to get sucked up in a riptide. We want them to grow and join the party and have a day and get out in that ocean and rip the frisbee around a little bit.
Wait, are we surfing or are we throwing frisbees into the ocean? And are you like Kramer on the
frisbees.
Beach hitting drivers into the ocean? Or are you playing
catch
with
throw
your frisbee?
I told you, Jason, you don't know about this, but Jesse, you know about the game Beersby where you're firing that fire.
Yeah.
You want your group to be – not everybody's a great surfer. That is a great talent that certain people have.
Like yourself.
I want guys that are welcoming. Devontae Adams, he is going to come in. He's going to bring his Taco Bell. He's going to bring all that stuff to the party. And he's going to have a day.
Free advertising.
And he's going to say, Jaden, Wixie, Watson, let's go to the beach.
Romeo,
this is going
to
be nice. We're not going
to
go out. We're not going out in those big swells. We're going to have a day. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to grow together. I'm going to get you guys better. That is the smaller ripple that wide receiver room can take on.
Yeah.
You don't want them going to Portugal with the big swells. Guys are going to get eaten up. You don't want that. You don't want Pam Anderson having to jump out there at 65 years old trying to save these guys. Okay?
Outstanding. I know you need a pat on the back every once in a while.
Yasmeen Bleeth. I was
Pam Anderson, 57, by the way. Pam Anderson, 57. And she's no longer wearing makeup either.
Yasmeen Bleeth.
I'll have to look up Yasmeen Bleeth. I don't have.
Who are the other ones? Who are the other?
Hasselhoff is still the quintessential.
Donna DeErico, right? Donna DeErico was in there. I know a lot about these, and I never watched an episode. And I know you probably don't believe, but it's true.
Yasmeen Bleeth, 56. 56.
Okay, Yasmeen.
So,
all right.
There you have it. Great illustration, because I do believe that Devontae, fewer ripples instead of the
for sure.
Portuguese. You know, if you'd
come
have
out
gone,
to the party.
I got to say, come if you'd have gone, if you would have gone, Patrick Swayze in Point Break, and he goes at the end of the movie to those big
that's
waves.
That's Keanu Reeves' movie, isn't it? Does a point break well, Keanu Reeves?
They're both the stars of the film, and
kind of like you two at the commercial shoot yesterday.
Very much so. Who's
Wayne Larrivee in that commercial?
Or in that Gary Busey.
Wow. All right. Well, then who's Gina? Who's Gina in that?
Lori, she's the love interest for Keanu. I'll look that up. I want to get to people's opinions on this because we made our case yesterday for Devontae and apparently it very effectively did so. Lori Petty. Thank you very much. I just want to hear where people land on this because maybe I'm being obtuse, but I just don't see the DK Metcalf juice worth the squeeze because of what you have to give up, because of what you have to pay for him, and because you are saying that I don't think Dontavian Wicks or Jaden Reed or Christian Watson or Romeo Doubs is up to the task of growing into the number one role. Whereas if you sign Davante Adams, you're saying, we're getting a guy who's been a one, but he's toward the end, and someone could surpass him the way he surpassed Jordy. I like that dynamic better for the Packers.
Less ripples. Less ripples.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. Liss is more. We'll get to your thoughts next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Brewers baseball is in the air.
It's back, and it is up, and it is gone. A walk-off homer for Vinny Capra.
Spring back into the baseball season on 100.5 ESPN, Madison's new home of the Milwaukee Brewers.
I'm not afraid of getting older. I will escape from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder. I'm not afraid.
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless talk and text line. I'm out on DK Metcalf, not because he's not a good player, but because you have to give up draft capital and because you got to pay him. If he doesn't get $30 million a year, he's going to get something in that neighborhood. And you're sending
How
the message to...
How good is he? How good is he?
He's had 3 1,000-yard seasons. Last year he had 992. In fairness, how good is Geno Smith?
Fair question. Yeah.
So, again, it's not that I don't think he's a good player, but the cost that is required for that and the message it sends is not what I want to do if I'm Goody and if I'm me. Where are you at as a Packers fan? Steve in Lincoln, I agree with Jason. Always a great way to start a text. Not enough texts start that way, quite frankly. I'd give a fourth or a fifth and have to find the right price for an extension. I'd rather look at Devontae, maybe Chris Godwin if he gets released. Aren't the Packers looking at the DL guy from Indy? I'll have to check on that one.
Maybe.
Is it Odikazua? No, he got $80 million from the Cowboys. Great show. My daughter's soccer coach's expectation was early is on time. On time is late, for what it's worth. Oh, I didn't know his daughter's soccer coach was Vince Lombardi. So there you go. Look, I'm biased on the Devontae thing, but that doesn't mean my view of him is wrong. I think the ripples that Tausch described are exactly what we're talking about here. DK Metcalf is clearing the pool. He is cannonballing into the pool, and it is going to make a major splash, but it's also going to have ripples with the rest of the wide receivers. And the message is, I don't think you guys can emerge as a number one receiver, despite everything that I've been saying to the contrary.
Okay, so, Jason, does this room need? I don't think this room needs a tsunami. I don't think we need to have a tsunami warning.
Silent T.
I also think they might need more than a ripple.
But I think Devontae's more than a ripple. I think he's
I do too.
I think he's reasonable, surfing waves.
Yep, you're bringing him out. come on out. Come to the party. Yeah. We need someone that's going to do that. But I don't think it's just a status quo laissez-faire type dude. And I don't think Goody, you know, for everybody that's saying, oh, you're going to let these guys grow and develop, and he don't want to make, if he does this, he's making it out like it's a mistake. Goody ain't about that life. Goody's about winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when you said earlier in the show that he doesn't like admitting when he's wrong, I couldn't disagree with you more. He admitted he's wrong numerous times.
No,
he does.
He was wrong twice on the kicker,
Jason,
until they got
actions.
Brandon McManus. You don't get credit for getting it wrong twice. He refused to admit, while they were clearly a playoff team as they grew into the playoffs in 2023, that Anders wasn't the guy. There were veteran kickers. Maybe a veteran kicker makes the 41-yarder in that game. Maybe you're playing in an NFC championship game then. He wouldn't admit it was wrong then. Only after he'd had a second rookie kicker also not be good enough that he finally said, we can't keep doing this. That's not admitting you're wrong. That's everyone hitting you over the head telling you you're wrong.
Question. Is it about how many times you get knocked down, or is it about how many times you get up?
Well, have they gotten up? They lost three in a row to end the season. I'm not sure they got up.
It's a question. What's the answer? Which
this
one is it
this
more
is about overcoming adversity, not admitting you're wrong. You're conflating the two concepts.
I don't know how you can look at this and say that he hasn't admitted. He is also given people opportunities to grow into things. Has he maybe stayed a little long? Anders Carlson, I can't argue with your point on that. That's a fair criticism. But to sit here and say he's just going to say, oh, we're not doing this, we're going to do it. Did Lucas Van Ness, you know, has he played a ton, or has he moved around, have they brought other guys in, given them opportunity? He wants these young guys to grow and given them opportunities.
In. They didn't bring anybody in at that position. He's not in charge of playing time.
He's playing Cox. Brenton Cox is playing more.
Goody's not playing Brenton Cox. Matt LaFleur.
You don't think
Jeff
the GM
Hafley
has a say in who's
Brenton Cox?
You don't think the GM has a say?
No,
in who's
because
playing?
I think he would be saying, "Hey, you got to play LVN more to get him going. He's a first round pick. We made a big investment
right,
on him."
We just fundamentally, and it's okay. We fundamentally disagree.
Do you think
Goody
Ted was telling Mike
said,
who to play?
I don't have enough at backup quarterback. I'm not going to just stand pat. I don't have it at kicker. I'm going to find solutions to these problems. I'm not going to sit here and say, no, I wasn't wrong. I was wrong, and I'm rectifying it.
How
That's
long did he
did.
Wait to find a solution at safety?
He had a wait because old boy was under investigation. He couldn't bring it. He was under investigation.
No, safety. How long did he wait at safety with a first-round pick that he gave a fifth-year option to in Darnell Savage? Did he admit he was wrong with that pick? He gave him a fifth-year option.
Did he pay him and keep him? Or did he go
yeah,
and find the best guy
the
that was available?
Option. And he wasn't good enough. We're all talking about how, hey, maybe Joe Barry would have been a better defensive coordinator had he had Xavier McKinney instead of Darnell Savage. I don't think he has
a track
record of acknowledging mistakes. He still hasn't acknowledged Devontae's mistake.
Who has a better track record of admitting their mistakes, LaFleur or Goody?
LaFleur, everything's always his fault. He does it so much that he's wrong.
See, this is where you get caught up in the journalism side of this. What are they saying? I don't care. What are they doing? Not about what you say. Say what you want to say. Tell me what you do.
Say
by
what
doing
you
want to
say. Say what you want to say.
You think LaFleur, because he says I'm taking accountability?
No.
No,
that was a joke, but then you jumped on it. But I do think that Matt LaFleur admits that he blew the timing in the Bears game by calling the timeout. I think he has a better track record of his actions acknowledging screw-ups. Yes, I do.
What did he do about it?
Well, considering they
admitting
lost
things,
the game.
Jason, it's super easy to say, my bad.
It's
well,
not,
what are you doing
though.
About it? Hey, Joe Barry is not good enough as a defensive coordinator. What am I going to do? I'm going to keep him for 3 years. That's what I'm going to do. That's accountability? Yeah, it's not good enough. How many times you're in? It's not good enough. But I'm going to keep him. Oh, the special teams. Oh, we brought in this. Oh, I'm gonna. It's on me. Well, what are you doing about it? Okay, great. That's cute. That's cute that it's on you, but what are you doing about it?
You're calling Gruber Law Offices for representation. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the history of the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, everything David and his family do in our communities. But more importantly, find out that if you need the legal assistance, you want the best in the business, and that is Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. We'll continue this conversation, not about admitting you're wrong, in 2 minutes when we kick off the 10 o'clock hour. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.